There is, of course, so much uncertainty in life. But there is this one certainty, which is, it's like this now. We don't need to have a concept for this experience. It's enough to recognize that it's like this. Sitting is like this. This mind and body is like this now. This all-embracing, non-judging, simple presence, breathing in, experiencing the whole body, breathing out, experiencing the whole body. Is it possible, is the mind willing to show up, to be the knowing of the inhalation from the beginning to the very end, to be that simple non-judging awareness of the exhalation from the beginning to the end? Sensing how the experience of the breath and the experience of the whole body is arising right here in the space of the mind. No matter how wild it may appear to be or how unpleasant, how ordinary, no matter how it is, breathing in, experiencing the body just as it is. Breathing out, experiencing the body just as it is. This is an honest, all-embracing, simple presence. Going beyond any expectations about what the experience of the body is or should be. And to do the work of insight, the proximate cause, the supporting cause for deep insight is the deeper, more balanced, more steady experience of samadhi. The Buddha advises breathing in, experiencing or calming the body, breathing out, calming the body. So with this holistic experience of body, noticing the healing effect, the mind-body healing its relationship, which is expressed as a quality of calm, deepening and spreading through the body. So breathing in, experiencing or noticing this calming effect, while breathing out, experiencing, noticing this calming effect. This calm is also experienced as a kind of evenness in the body, steadiness, and this development of samadhi depends so much on a willingness to notice its wholesome development in the mind. Instead of the mind fixating on what's wrong, what's agitating, and reacting to that, the mind instead notices what's right, what's wholesome, and allows, supports that development. So this stage of practice, it's a beautiful integration of body and mind. Beautiful harmony. The knowing mind is completely willingness to reflect the body. And the body appreciates this unconditional acceptance and responds with a deepening, spreading calm. Body and the mind, the knowing mind, relearning how to be together. This is kindness and compassion in action. This willingness to be close and continuous, continuously present, not forgetful, not resistant, not afraid. Great patience and forgiveness. Those who have been working with the mindfulness of breathing instructions know then that as the calm becomes more present, more established, then breathing in, tuning into the experience of joy, that lightness or uplifting, buoyant quality of the mind and heart. Same, of course, as you exhale, noticing the joy. And after the maturing, the full development of joy, begin to notice as you breathe in and out the experience of ease, sukha. That inner releasing of the heart, ease of the heart. We're observing a natural development of stability and inner happiness. That arises because the mind isn't attending to what's agitating. Self-dramas are agitating. Breathing in, breathing out joy is discerning this inner sun, this inner smile of the heart, joy of the heart, And the experience of sukha is the disappearing of fear, the disappearing of tension, this inner ease. Problems melting away. So the initial six or so instructions of the Buddha for mindfulness of breathing all have to do with paying attention to what's neutral and wholesome, non-agitating. Training in the direction of ease, peace. And then the Buddha advises breathing in, noticing the feeling tone. Breathing out, experiencing the feeling tone. This goes right to the heart of our study of craving, the cause of stress, and the abandoning of craving, the releasing of stress. Craving arises due to the confusion of feeling. So we take up the Buddha's advice, breathing in, experiencing the feeling tone in the moment, breathing out, experiencing how it feels now in the moment. Practice not being confused by the feeling. Being intimate, clearly aware, not afraid, not tight, but the feeling tone. Whether it's a neutral feeling tone, pleasant or unpleasant. Of course, remember, the feeling tone is right there in the experience, so we don't have to look somewhere special. The experience itself has a feeling.
In
some moments, the feeling will feel personal, and things will get tight because of that. In other moments, there will just be a knowing of the feeling, and there won't be a problem. So with this wisdom style practice now, you never need a different moment than the one that's arising, because every moment has a feeling tone. Just tune into that. Notice if there's a sense that the feeling is personal and how that is. Or noticing the sense that it's just feeling being known. And notice how that is. The more the mind relates to the feeling in a personal way, then the more personal the feeling feels. The more it becomes a problem, the more reactivity, the stronger the feeling, the more identification. Stress and suffering is set in motion. So notice that whole pattern. The more the mind relates to the feeling with wisdom, just the feeling being known, the more neutral the feeling, the less personal, the less identification, and the whole mind-body system quiets down.